This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. I'm going to start uploading a few videos from the website that I've done over the last couple of weeks that are safe for YouTube, videos that won't get strikes. But I want everyone out there to see some of these videos, and I don't want to lose touch with anybody over here on YouTube who are unable to or don't want to join the website. I totally understand that people out there want my content here. I'm trying everything I can to get my content here. So I'm going to play for you a video about this artificial intelligence pin. I covered it months and months ago, but it's getting pushed again in the mainstream. And it's important you start to understand how they're trying to take technology out of your hands and get it into your body. So they're doing things with wearables. They're doing things with the convenience of having technology on you, around you, and eventually inside of you. So I'm going to play the video now, but I want you to know, if you didn't do it yet, please subscribe to my other channel, Nations Conspire. I repeat, it's called Nations Conspire. It is linked below. It is in the comment section. It's in the description box. Do it now if you haven't yet. I'm only leaving these videos up temporarily. My videos from the website, I'm leaving them up for a day, and I'm taking them down less than 24 hours. So don't miss out on subbing to my other channel if you still want daily content, because in a couple of weeks when that channel is ready to go after it gets approved, I'm going to do my daily routine over there, which means multiple videos a day, which means you get my content free here on YouTube. But you have to hold up your end of the bargain and subscribe to the channels. Don't put off subscribing anymore. Do it now, because I can't send out email blasts or things like that to notify you of where I am. So just listen now, subscribe to Nations Conspire. And if you haven't yet, you definitely want to make an account for free on Podbean or Spotify. If you listen to podcasts on those platforms, find my podcast on those platforms, A Call for an Uprising, and subscribe. It's a way that we'll be able to stay in touch with each other. I'm going to start building out in podcast form things that you don't really need to see video of that I can talk about, make you aware of. This way we could stay in touch with each other. They're trying to cut off communications between like-minded people like ourselves. They don't want this information spreading. They don't want people like us getting free from their hive mind. They're keeping everyone hive-minded from all different directions, the left, the right, all sorts of different things that they're doing on a day-in, day-out basis. It is psychological war. And for people like us, we need to stay united and connected with each other so we can warn people about what's really going on. So subscribe now to Nations Conspire and definitely join the podcast over on Podbean and over on Spotify. That's where it's available. I'm talking about everything going on in Texas, which is clearly another direct energy weapon. I'll be talking about some of the stuff going on with these tornadoes that are popping up, all weather modification created by the government as they continue to herd, ruin, destroy, and try to control everybody's lives. So do those things now. Here's the video in its entirety.
YouTube says it has had enough of vaccine misinformation on its site.
And false stories from phony sites to run circles around major news outlets.
Many people don't know the difference between something real and something created to deceive them.
Open your eyes.
If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is A Call for an Uprising.
This is A Call for an Uprising. Welcome to today's show, exclusively here on acallforanuprising.com. You may remember a few months ago, I covered this AI pin, this wearable pin by Humane, a company called Humane. It's really important to note this technology and how this, along with the Neuralink, along with the Apple Vision goggles that people are now wearing, you're seeing pop up all over YouTube, trending all over the place. A lot of these famous quote-unquote influencers are conditioning their audience into this type of technology because this leads to the mark of the beast being normalized, this type of technology. And there's a new article out today that says Humane's wearable AI pin hints at a phone-free future. And I showed you the initial rollout of this device, and now CNET is even covering this at conventions as they're making this more and more normal. And it's important to note that key word that you heard in that headline was phone-free future. Because this type of wearable technology is conditioning people to get used to having this type of stuff in front of their faces, in front of their eyes, not on a phone. We know that the Apple Vision Pro is being used as a way to show people, hey, this is not just virtual reality, but it's a way that you can compute and you could do all the things that you normally do on your phone right through your eyeballs, right? There's going to be other devices like this at the same time that Neuralink is being normalized, because this is where the push is headed for 2030, to get this technology embedded in your body. The more people become desensitized to this, the more they see some of this stuff. And again, this isn't the mark of the beast. The humane, you know, what is it called? The humane AI pin isn't the mark, but it's conditioning for the mark. The more people get used to this type of technology and the more that they stop going, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, that's scary, whoa, that's freaky, the more they get conditioned into accepting it. That's wherein the problem lies. Now, what's even interesting about the humane AI pin, which I pointed out a while ago, was the price tag on it of $699. They're even conditioning you with the price tag. Now, you might say, well, what is this thing? Well, this is like having a computer on your body. So the more that they get this stuff on your eyes, on your skin, on your palm of your hand, the more you get ready for this to be in you, because you don't even see a transition from your phone to inside your body. That's the purpose that this technology is serving right now. They don't care how much money they waste on products like this, on AI Pin or Apple Vision, because the ultimate goal is to have it in you. And these are the people who are desperate and dying and doing everything they possibly can to get this inside of your body. That is their mission. So they have these like it's a bridge to get to that point. It's a bridge to get you used to going from a phone, having this bulky phone, having this phone in your pocket, to having the world all of a sudden wearable and on you and in your eyes, etc. So take a look at Humane's wearable AI pin. This is from CNET, which has a pretty big audience. They're showing off the technology for $699. You have your 666 right in front of your face. They're conditioning people to get ready for the mark.
Guys, I found the AI pin. Okay, so you guys have probably been seeing a little bit about this device recently, and I think at first people were kind of critical of it because of how it was presented. But recently, within like the last maybe week or two, we've been seeing more examples of how it actually is used, like in real life. And I think people are starting to maybe like it. So if you don't know what this is, it's essentially a little device that just sticks on your shirt and is a personal assistant with you all the time. Oh, and it also has a projector that projects onto your hand. So you could say, ask it something like, what is the weather in Barcelona right now? And of course, it would tell you, but then it also remembers context. So you could then say, and what's a good place to eat there? And it would remember that you're talking about Barcelona and then give you options to eat.
Where was the first Amtrak train route in the United States? Great question. So when you hear the answer, Grant, you can lift your hand. So lift your hand to turn on the laser. Yup. And so now you'll see the answer in your hand. So this is how our multimodal system works.
My God.
You can go from listening to the answer to reading it in your hand. And then with our tilt and roll gesture, you can kind of pivot your hand the other way to hit the down arrow and pick to read more. AI Pin can also take pictures and video. We have a camera in the center there. To take pictures, it's a two-finger double tap on the touchpad, like tap, tap. Or you can just AI mic in and say, take a photo. There you go. So it'll capture three shots and we will horizon correct and color for you and give you the best shot. And what's cool now is you can laser in to see a preview of that image on your hand. Yeah, there you go.
Holy cow.
So that's the Grant Kitchen.
Here at MWC, we've seen AI in all kinds of things, from cars to phones, but you're not showing us either of those things. You're showing us a pin.
Yeah, so something totally new. We are here at MWC, our company Humane, to show off the Humane AI Pin, which is a new kind of computer that essentially allows you to bring AI with you everywhere and have an AI expert or AI assistant with you all the time.
So this is what you're wearing here. So
yes.
It's essentially just, it's a square with a touchpad. Is that right? So how does this work then?
Yeah, so it is a computer that you interact with primarily through your voice, but you can also use touch on the touchpad or gestures. And the whole idea is that it allows you to stay connected. So it is a phone and have an AI expert and assistant with you, but also remain present. And that's something that's really important about it, is that we want to live more in the moment.
Yeah. So what sorts of things actually can it do?
Yeah. So the first thing is that it can be an expert that is really helpful. So let's take today as an example. If I'm out and about and I want to know, how much is 50 euros in US dollars?
Converting euros to USD. 50 euros is equivalent to $54.26 in US dollars.
Cool.
Helpful.
Yeah. So you essentially, as soon as you think of something, you can ask it. But you also, I'm here in Barcelona and I want to be able to communicate with everyone. So I could say something like, translate to Catalan. And now I can
set
speak to everyone around me. What are some great coffee shops nearby?
Quines cafeterías hi ha, bro?
And now it can help me speak over 50 languages, both speak and understand. So if someone comes up to me and maybe is speaking in a different language, it can help me translate.
Would it necessarily recognize a language and be able to do that? Wow, that's amazing.
It actually automatically updates. So if I landed in Tokyo, it would know that I was in Tokyo and set the default language to Japanese. But if someone came up to me and started speaking Spanish, it would be able to detect that they're speaking Spanish and speak to me in English.
We've missed out on a key feature of this, because I believe that this has got lasers built into it. And that is a big part of the function. So what's that about?
So we have a first of its kind laser display that we call Laser Ink. And this is something that's really critical, because there are moments where you might not want to speak to it, or you might not be in a position to speak to it. Or maybe you're in a really crowded environment where it's very, very loud. And while it can while it can hear you perfectly, you might not be able to hear the answer. And so in those moments, you need a display very quick, and one that's AI driven. So our laser projector is basically a display that's there when you need it and disappears when you don't. And so it projects on the palm of your hand. We use our time of flight camera, which is another kind of camera that's in the device, to sense when your palm is present. When your palm is present, the laser will display. When you put your palm down, it disappears. And you navigate the display using gesture. And this, for us, is really critical to make a completely multimodal system. And you can move seamlessly between them. You can start a query with your voice, raise your hand, and finish it on the display.
So it automatically detects your hand is up. Now you want it in a text form rather than as speech. So what would you see on your hand then? If you've just asked it your question before about currency conversions, it's going to beam the answer onto your hand?
So let's use one example. So if I say, translate to Japanese.
Set to Japanese.
It's very nice to meet you. And now when I raise my hand, you're going
to
see that it'll display the Japanese on my hand.
And that's so clear, even under these bright lights.
Yeah. So now this works for anything. So if you are asking a question, and let's say the answer might be a little bit long, and you just want to read it, put your hand up, it'll interrupt and now show you on display. So it knows, stop speaking, start display.
Right. So is this a standalone device? Is this paired to your phone? Like how's this working?
Yeah, it's totally standalone. You don't need a phone to have an AI pin. It has its own phone number. So you can also make phone calls, send messages. And it's really powerful too, because it uses AI to craft your messages for you. So instead of you having to write it or dictate it, all you have to say is send a message to this person and say something like this, make it funny or make it sound like Shakespeare. You could do fun things as well. And it'll summarize your messages too. So if you have a ton of incoming messages and you have a couple minutes to get caught up, you can ask it to catch you up and it will give you a summary of all the messages you missed.
So this is going on sale in the US first, is that right?
Yes, it's on sale now in the US only to start. So it's $6.99 with a subscription service that's $24 a month. And that includes your network connection through a network called the Humane Network. You also get unlimited talk, text, and data. You get all of your storage, so it takes photos and videos as well. You can capture memories and moments without having to live your life through a screen, which is really important. You can store all of those, and you can also ask it an unlimited number of queries. So as much a usage of the AI assistant as you want.
So then what is next for the PIN?
So for us, it's about bringing more and more features to your PIN. So the power of our software platform is that you're going to wake up and your PIN's going to do something new. And that's really important because it's just going to get better over time. As you teach it things, as we roll out new services, this is the beginning of a really fun journey. We're also here at Mobile World Congress to meet more players in the international space and bring AI PIN to more places, which we're really excited about.
So they're talking about how this particular moment in history, it feels unimaginable that we might one day once again live in a world free of smartphones. And yet some in the tech world are convinced that in the future, we may not be glued constantly to the phone screens that have become so much a huge part of our lives. This is the article I'm reading from CNET. With recent advances in AI, a new breed of micro devices are starting to emerge that offer some of the same functionality as phones, but that exists for the primary purpose of being personal assistants that can sit in the palm of your hand or latch onto the lapel of your coat. At Mobile World Congress, which is the video you just saw, in Barcelona, the writer of this article said, I got my first real-life glimpse of the Humane AI PIN, a device designed by two former Apple employees who are charting a course towards a screen-free, AI-powered future. So look at some of those keywords there, micro devices. Yeah, well, we already know that nanotechnology exists. Just the idiots out there don't realize that the government has been putting nanotech inside their bodies. Now, they're putting it in food. They're putting it in chemtrails. We can all see this now. But when you're getting it directly in your bloodstream, it's a little bit different. But micro devices so small that they're going to convince people to transition from going to the phone to having this to Apple Vision Pro to AI pins. And this will be a flop. This pin will be a flop. Nobody's going to get a pin. I'm not going to sit here and act like this is going to be some big product. These things will flop. They will flop by design. It's not about getting you to go buy the AI pin. It's not about getting you to go buy the Apple Vision. It's about getting you used to the technology so the transition is smooth from the phone to inside of you. That's all the purpose that these things serve. That's the purpose of the Apple Lens. You might remember I covered that, right, with the Apple Lens on your eye. That's the purpose of the Apple Watch going from phone to watch. That's the purpose of all of these iFit devices, again, being on your skin, wearable technology, to eventually accept this stuff inside of you, quote unquote, monitoring your health, which of course will be one of the ways that they market this. And it's insane to say marketing the mark of the beast, but that's the world that we're in and that's what we're headed towards. So the article goes on to say, Humane announced the AI PIN back in November, which I covered back then. It's currently available for pre-order for $699, which I can't get over. The PIN is, again, people say we're crazy conspiracy nuts because it's not exactly 666, it's 699, just like when we all called out Apple in the first place, and these are two Apple employees, by the way, who created this device, supposedly. When we called out the first Apple computer getting sold for $666, that was a crazy conspiracy too, right? And the fact that they use an apple has nothing to do with the forbidden fruit in the Bible, does it? No, of course not. They say the PIN is a petite, subtle, square-shaped computer that sits on your chest with the help of a magnet. You interact with it primarily through voice, but also using gestures on the front-facing touchpad. The aim is to have an expert and always available assistant ready to help you out with any query while remaining present, rather than getting lost in whatever's happening on your phone screen. Something that's really important about it is that we want to live more in the moment. So this is another thing they're going to subtly do. They're going to say, hey, everybody's always on their phone. They're not paying attention to the world around. Well, what if they could do both at the same time? And then the other thing I've warned about for about 7 years now is this superpower thing. You know, and by superpower thing, I mean this whole notion of what's your favorite superpower? What's your favorite superhero? Right? Look how Humane markets themselves, right? If you actually look them up, give yourself superpowers with AI PIN. That's how they're going to market the mark of the beast to people. They're going to tell you flat out that now you can mix yourself with machine. You could be as smart as artificial intelligence. You could be as smart as a Google search. You could have all this information built inside of you without feeling stupid, without feeling like you need to even look it up with your fingers on your phone. You could do it all automatically at once. You could be a superhero. You can have superpowers. Literally, that's how they're marketing this AI PIN, and that's how they will market the mark of the beast. So they're promoting this. It's all over the place right now at TechCrunch, with CTNet, PC Mag, The Verge, everywhere right now. Any type of tech outlet is marketing this, and they're desensitizing people. That's what's important to note. That's how all of this mind control works. They desensitize you to the technology. Look how used to technology we are now. Everything is done with our with our phones or our computers, right? Think about when the computer first came out. Think about when they first were trying to get you to bank via the internet. Everybody was like, whoa, no chance. I want cash. How do I know who's behind there? I don't trust it. So they give you 10 years, 20 years of safety without any big things happening. Little hiccups here and there where you hear about, you know, all sorts of things with the bank, but then you hear about truckers' bank accounts getting frozen, etc. So they've given you this feeling of trust, nothing will ever happen. And we've become so dependent on technology that they need to continue to do these subtle ways to get you conditioned into doing this. This is where we're headed, okay? This is what this humane, and that's what's hilarious about it, right? They call themselves humane. It couldn't be more inhumane. They're preparing you to mix iron and clay, right? That's what they're doing with this. So not only marketing themselves as, you know, not only the price of $6.99, but talking about how you could become a superhero, have superpowers by having this on you, and then conditioning you with stuff like this. The PIN's capabilities, you know, it's your personal assistant, right? Oh, it's my personal assistant. Oh, okay. If anybody like a call for an uprising is saying it has something to do with the mark of the beast or that type of stuff is crazy. It's just, you know, it's just a computer trying to help me out. So instead of me typing it, you know, and then they become more reliant on it. Then they start looking at the technology as a human being, right? This is, it could speak up to 50 languages. So, oh, the woman landed in Barcelona for the event and the PIN knew exactly where she was and automatically set itself to speak to the local language. But if someone approached her speaking a different language entirely, the PIN would realize what language it was and automatically adjust for her, right? I mean, convenience, convenience, convenience is going to be another thing that you hear with the Mark of the Beast. Convenience, it's going to make, you know, your life easier, conveniently, but it's also going to be something that can change who you are, right? We've heard Klaus Schwab and these people talk about changing you, empowering you, bettering you, better, making life easier, making you healthier, making you live longer. All things that tie into this. So it's amazing to me, even with the price of it at $6.99, that people aren't screaming about it. Now, again, it's a precursor. If people understand how mind control works and they understand conditioning, how necessary it is to condition people into this, then they would start waking up to this. The conditioning aspect of it, which is just, you know, CIA basics at this point, is the most important thing. If we didn't have all of these years of us getting used to the tech, they wouldn't be able to normalize this and roll it in. Okay, because if we went back 30 years, like I've said a million times, and we saw when the cell phone came out and Facebook came out, and every single person was like, oh my gosh, you have Facebook? That is so gay. I mean, that was one of the most common things you heard. Facebook? Do you have Facebook? No, I'm not a fag. I don't have Facebook. Oh, okay, now everybody's got Facebook. Grandma's got Facebook. Grandpa, because they got desensitized to it. They condition you. They normalize it. They make you subtle, you know, subtly it's like, oh, your grocery store has Facebook. Oh, this is Facebook. Oh, you can get coupons on Facebook. Oh, here. Oh, you got to do this to do that. Oh, you got to have this. Oh, you got to have online digital banking. Again, it just keeps moving in that direction. And the more desensitized people get, the more they don't even realize what they're getting tricked and duped into. That's why the article of this, the headline of the article is Humane's Wearable AI PIN Hints at a Phone-Free Future. Because it is a phone-free future. You're connecting with this technology. We've seen with the nanotechnology, with the vaccine. We've seen people connecting to Bluetooth because they are connecting to Bluetooth. And they will be connecting to Wi-Fi hotspots. They're the energetic, you know, what is the term that we always hear them say, right? Controllable matter. They're the controllable matter. Okay? And that's what all these towers are set up for. Not to make your phone faster in your pocket when everyone real, you know, nobody's even paying attention to the fact their phones aren't any faster. That 5G hasn't made it faster. It's to hook you up to it. That's what we're headed towards. And now they need to psychologically get this, you know, beat it into your head. All these different technologies that are out there that make you start going, oh yeah, I don't need to do it on my phone. Maybe I'll try Apple Vision. Maybe I'll try the AI PIN. Maybe I'll try this. Maybe I'll try the Apple Lens. Maybe I'll try another technology where I don't have to have this bulky phone in my hand. They're trying to get you used to this so that they can get you and trick you into the mark of the beast. I had to cover this, seeing it again, Humane's wearable AI PIN hinting at a phone-free future. People are going to fall for this hook, line, and sinker. We are so, you know, just watching where this is going, it's frightening to see how dumbed down people are, how they dismiss all this stuff. They laugh it off, just like they did with the COVID and the vaccine, right? Most of you were subscribed to me, I think, back then, you know, 2017, 2016, talking about how there was going to be a fake outbreak, Event 201, talking about how important it was to get nanotechnology inside of people's bodies. I covered the flu shot in and out all the time about how they were going to use the flu shot to get nanotech inside of people's bodies, right? Then it happens and people go, oh, I guess some of these conspiracy people were right. But then everybody still is going in the wrong direction. Like, they're just trying to depopulate. They're trying to get this tech inside of you. Okay, yeah, they're depopulating. They're doing a lot of different things. But people aren't paying attention to it. And now, you know, there's so many conservatives, so many people that are so obsessed with their technology, they don't realize that they're being duped into this. They're not going to see it coming because they're not paying attention. I'm trying my best to get the word out. Now, again, not saying that this device is the mark of the beast. It's not. But this type of technology, mix it in with Neuralink and Apple Vision, all these things that are rolling out, they're suddenly taking the phone interface out of your hand and putting it in front of your face in different ways, whether it's in your head with a chip, whether it's with the vision in front of you and you're touching the air, whether it's this thing embedded on, you know, on your coat and you're talking to it and it's doing things for you. It's a personal assistant to you and marketing it with superpowers. It's pretty incredible to see. It's happening right in front of us, folks. And this ain't no joke. This is the real deal. I thank you for being here, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. God bless all of you, as always, and your families.